Well, it's about that time, Kyle.
Yes, sir. Yes,
we're
sir.
Back. We are indeed back. Your favorite cousins are back. Your favorite duo is back. I am your host, Cam Silver.
And I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And welcome to the Silver Boys Podcast. Now, this is a pretty eventful week, I'd say.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
So let's start off with the NBA. Okay. So last week we had James Harden talk, called Daryl Morey a liar,
mm-hmm.
basically in front of the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it happens in China, it's basically, in front of the whole world.
In front of everybody, yeah.
After that, the NBA was like, yep, nope, we're not having that. They did, a whole investigation trying to see, what did Daryl Morey promise? Was it something crazy? But it wasn't anything crazy. I think he just basically promised him, that we're going to trade you to the Clippers, basically. Mm-hmm. But then, obviously, that did not happen. Now they plan on bringing him back. And because of James Harden's comments, he's now getting fined $100K from the league, and the National Basketball Players Association is going to try to fight that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, understandably so. The NBPA is for, the players and all of that. So there's no surprise there, them trying to fight it, because they're going to rep James Harden all day, every day.
Right.
It's $100K. It's not like that's pennies to a dollar for James Harden, to be honest.
Especially with the endorsement deals and all that
exactly.
good stuff.
Exactly. But the NBA had to do something about it, because, you can't really come after a GM like that, and you can't say those type of things, those type of words, and associated with Daryl Morey. It's not like it was down in writing or anything like that, like it was in a contract or So it wasn't. You could promise the world, but if it's not in writing,
and
it doesn't mean really anything.
Yeah, and it's the whole market and the whole landscape. Mm-hmm. You're not who you used to be back mm-hmm. in 2018, 2019. Mm-hmm. When you were with the Rockets. You're a different player now. So obviously, the money that you're asking for is not going to come to you.
It's not going to come your way. No.
Yeah. No. So it's I guess this is just from us looking at him and the way we associate with him, you've won everything individual wise.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's what do you actually really need in order for you to be satisfied, for you to actually win and get to the top of that mountain? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think at a certain point, we're going to have to start asking the question, though, does he even want to now?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Honestly, because there's no way that, like you said, he has all the personal accolades. He has it all. But what can you do to help the team be successful?
Right.
And not be a detriment to them or any other organization that you go to.
Correct. Yeah. So I don't know. I root for James. I love James a lot. But it just sucks when you see players don't reach their full potential like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like you said, not in the individual way, but more so in a teammate standpoint. Because at the end of the day, this is a team game. This isn't tennis or fighting or something like that. This is a team sport. So at the end of the day, it should be in the greater good of the team.
Mm-hmm. Instead of yourself.
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. You're only as good as you really think you are, honestly.
You're only as good as your weakest link.
Yeah.
You could be the best player, but you could be the weakest link on a team.
Oh, yeah. And so I feel like James has kind of showed that.
Yes, multiple times.
For the past
times.
Couple of years, yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
I agree.
But look, the NBA will be back soon. FIBA World Cup for basketball starts Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, check into that. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the USA plays Saturday morning. I'm not sure what time, though. But I believe that they play Saturday morning.
Gotcha.
And they've been looking pretty good, too. So
yeah, they've been looking real good.
Yeah, some studs out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anthony Edwards on the team, Austin Reeves, mm-hmm. Tyrese Halliburton. So, a lot of good young talent on that team that I believe that they could bring home the gold. They could mm-hmm. bring home the whole thing. So, if you get a chance to, look up those games and try to check them out.
Most definitely.
But, on to football in the NFL. So Jonathan Taylor asked for that trade. They didn't give it to him. And then early this week, they're like, all right, we'll give you permission to seek a trade, but he has a deadline until Tuesday, basically, which is idiotic.
That's such a short deadline.
I hate that for him. Because, think about it. We're literally, this is week 3
mm-hmm.
of the preseason, mm-hmm. last week of preseason. So everybody, so no matter what team it is, whether that's the Jets, Giants or whoever, now everybody's going to play their starters for at least, a few series, maybe even a quarter, some of them maybe even a half.
Mm-hmm.
So for Jonathan Taylor to not play this whole time, and then to randomly, and then for them to randomly be like, oh yeah, you have a week to find a good trade partner. Mm-hmm. After that, you got to stay here with us. Like,
you don't give the man no opportunity. You don't let him see what his value is out there.
That's the crazy thing. So it's like, if they would have done this back in March, mm-hmm. he would have had a better chance of going somewhere, because that's when the salary cap would have been opened and all that good stuff. Salary cap isn't open now. Everyone's literally making cuts as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? So it's like, what is the point? Why are you sabotaging it? Why are you sabotaging somebody who literally put their all into you?
And put their organization on their back.
Yeah.
You can't do that to players. But it shows like what the organization thinks of NFL players, of running backs. Like, they'll dispose of you if need be without a second thought.
Correct.
And you can't have that, you know, as an organization. And it just sucks for Jonathan Taylor. It really just does. But I'd like to see him in Miami. You know, I'm going to regret saying this, but the Cowboys could also use him. Because, you know, Tony Pollard is not – he's a stud. He's really back. Good.
I like him. I also like Deuce Vaughn, the rookie out of Kansas State. Yes. He's really good, too. He's only like 5'5", but he's shifty.
Mm-hmm. But then let's say the Cowboys bring in Jonathan Taylor. Like, now you're running by committee at that point. And that could work out real, real well for them.
And that goes into play for how they will want Dak Prescott to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, your run game will be expanded so much to the point where the passing game would just be, like, relatively open for, like, basically anybody out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. What the way that they done Jonathan Taylor is horrible. Like, before last season, before he got hurt last season, in 2020 he had 1,169 yards rushing, and then after that he had 1,811 yards rushing. Over those two years he only had 4 fumbles. He had 11 touchdowns in the 2020 year, 18 touchdowns the next year after that.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, that's wild to me to hear those numbers like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that boy's nice. That boy's real, real nice. Yeah, and it'd be a shame if he doesn't land in a conducive environment that's to him. Yeah. You know, it'll be a shame if he doesn't. Yeah, he got to go. And he has no choice but to go back to the Colts.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, I don't want him to. And then also, speaking of the teams, when you were talking before, so 6 teams have reached out to the Colts about Jonathan Taylor. 2 of them have made offers, and 1 of them is indeed the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
So the Dolphins are,
they
out there, you know what I mean? They couldn't get Dalvin Cook,
mm-hmm.
you know, so now it's like, all right, well, if we can get Jonathan Taylor to still pair up with Tua, Jalen Waddle, and Tyreek Hill,
mm-hmm.
you know, then, you know, that's a squad right there of its own. So
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree again, yep. Yep.
You know, Jonathan Taylor would for sure be, you know, a home run hit for anybody out there.
He immediately propels them to Super Bowl contenders if he goes to the Dolphins.
Oh yeah, correct.
Immediate.
Correct. Yeah. Basically, it would just be basically just trying to see what the defense would look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jalen Ramsey's gonna be out for a while with his injury, mm-hmm. but yeah, no. Once he comes back, that defense is gonna be something.
Our secondary gonna be nice.
Yeah. That's gonna be something to watch out for too. Before we came in today, the Giants got themselves probably one of my favorite players coming out of the 2020 draft. They got Isaiah Simmons. They got him in exchange for a 2024 7th-round pick from the Cardinals. Literally dropped him off for nothing.
Nothing at all.
A bag of chips is what I call that. They dropped my man's off for nothing, bro. And in the NFL Combine, he ran a 4.39 and benched 20 reps at the NFL Combine.
That's a big boy.
And what's going on? He was playing linebacker at the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's switching back over. He wants to go back to safety.
Yeah. So, you know, in Wink's defense, defensive schemes for the Giants, that's gonna be very big for them.
And think about it. He could have him as like a blitz safety as well, too. And he wants to, you know, have that free safety come up on a blitz and stuff like that.
And,
you know, have it in, like, disguise. You know, you could have him either line up at the line of scrimmage, or you could have him on a delayed blitz, too, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he's also somebody, you know, going up against Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott. You got running quarterbacks to go up against, especially twice a year. So you can also have him in there as a QB spy as well. So, yeah, no, Wink can do a lot with him. He's a Swiss Army knife by himself. So that's
a good pickup.
That's a huge
good pickup.
Huge
I'm super
pickup.
Happy.
I will be too.
Let's go Giants.
That's a
G-men, baby. G-men. Can't wait.
That's something that, yeah, no, that's something
it was
that
nice
all
to wake
fans.
Up to today. It yeah. was nice to wake up to today.
It's something, it was very unexpected.
Yes, too. Very, very. Unexpected. It came out of left field, mm-hmm. but I'm happy for it. I'm like, you know, yes.
Because I was sitting there, because, you know, just like going back, you know, constantly thinking, it's like, all right, you know, the Giants have, you know, the offense is fine. As long as they have Saquon Barkley,
mm-hmm.
the offense is fine. Now it's like, okay, the defense. You know, the rookie Banks that you guys just got out of Maryland, mm-hmm. he's looking pretty good,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you start looking at, you know, Dexter Lawrence and others. And, you know, what was one of the biggest things was the linebackers.
Yeah.
You know, so now you have Isaiah Simmons, who particularly won't be a linebacker, but also at the same time, like I said, you could put him in
if
that linebacker spot
if he needs to position, be in that position, like you could.
Exactly. But he said he told Arizona in training camp that he would prefer to be a safety.
Uh-huh.
So lately he's been working as he's been working, you know, with the D-backs. So he's been working on, you know, from being in the slot corner all the way to being free safety.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gotten some pretty good reps.
He'll bolster that secondary heavy.
Yeah.
You know.
That's going to be something where I feel like now, you know, like the Cowboys, you know, coming up the first week where it's like, all right, well, we got to scratch that out because now we got to worry about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be like that for basically, I think, all the teams. As long as he's healthy, I think he could help carry this defense a long way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm calling it now. 5 interceptions this year.
5 intos?
5 intos. I'm calling it right now. Mm-hmm. Putting good energy out to the universe, baby.
Interesting. Hold on. Let me see.
These numbers.
How many intos has he had over the last couple?
He's going to have a good one. He's going to have a good season this year.
I think he will, too. He's only had 4 over his whole career.
Oh, man. All right, that's all right. He's going to finish with 9. He's going to finish with 9.
Also, like I said, he was playing linebacker.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, that wasn't really his, you know, he was obviously getting more tackles and everything. But, yeah, no, he's only got 4. So, who knows?
He'll be okay. I'm calling it right now, brother. I'm calling it right now. Right. Every week, I'm going to be like, hey, he got one.
He got one.
Hey, he got one. I just need one.
Got
you got 17 weeks to give me 5, brother. Come on. Come on.
It's more than doable.
Yeah.
It's
more than... come on. In that defensive system, come on. He got it. So, now I'm happy for the Giants. Real good pickup right before the season starts. Unexpected news, and, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
For, like you said, a bag of potato chips,
basically. They, like, literally
that's nothing. It
that was the yeah that's nice. they literally just opened the bank and said, all right, take all the money.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
But all right, let's really get into it. So this week is basically week 0 for college football. Like I've been saying for the last few weeks, there's only a few games out there. Probably the most notable one is gonna be Notre Dame and Navy. A lot of people have Navy winning that game. And that's good. And also, it's also gonna be. It's not gonna be here in the States. It's gonna be over in Ireland.
Okay.
Too.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've seen some pretty crazy things, especially in the NFL when the games go overseas.
Yeah.
I think if I'm not mistaken, I know it was Northwestern. I want to say it was Northwestern and I don't want to say Nebraska. I forgot who it was, but it was Northwestern and somebody else who played in Ireland last year to kick off the season. But yeah, no. Get a first-hand look at Notre Dame. They're number 13 in the AP polls. So, yeah, no, that's going to be an interesting one. But, we're going to do something fun, get some predictions in.
Okay.
For, you know, all the Power 5 conferences. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it. So,
what conference are we starting with?
Let's start off with the Big Ten.
Okay. Bet.
You know, we're already home and everything with the Big Ten,
yes,
so we
sir.
Might as well.
Yes, sir.
Ohio State. Coming in, they went 11-2. They lost in the semifinals in the college football playoffs to Georgia off of a last second kick that did not go in for them. That went wide, if I'm not mistaken, left.
Yeah.
Like very, very wide left. Like as soon as the clock hit 12 o'clock, that thing said boing,
wide, shoo, wide left.
Right to left. I was like, wow.
There's no way.
I was in shock. I'll never forget. I was really sitting on the couch like, oh, my God. Thank God I didn't bet on this game.
They were right there.
But, oh, man. But this year, they're trying to beat Michigan, basically.
Mm-hmm. Michigan's top dog.
All right. So, basically, I got both Ohio State and Michigan going 11-1.
I do as well.
I have Ohio State losing to Michigan again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, basically, I'm getting to the point where it's like, all right, well, I can't really – I'm believing in the hype of Michigan.
That and also, too, even with – is it Jim or John Harbaugh? One of the Harbaughs.
Yeah.
One of the Harbaughs. I always get them too confused. But, you know, he's going to be out for the first three games of the season. Mm-hmm. I think that'll have a big impact on them just in terms of, like, they're going to want to come out for their coach and act right.
Right.
You know, and they're a good organization, like a good, like, culture school. So he'll have them correct before, you know, week one and then going into week two, week three. But, yeah, I got them 11-1 as well. They're going to beat Ohio State in that Big Ten championship. They're going to win their third straight. There's really, like, no betting against them.
Hold on. Before we get through the Big Ten championship.
What's up?
We do know that the Big Ten, that they're on the same division, right?
Uh-huh.
So the other side, it wouldn't be, so it would only be one of them going to the Big Ten championship.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Now you're right.
I don't know then.
Because, all right, so I'll tell you who's on the West. On the West would be Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Purdue, and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I got Wisconsin. They got Luke Fickell, who was the coach at Cincinnati, you know, when he had Desmond Ridder and all those guys killing the game, you know, when they got to the college football playoffs, but obviously got blasted. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, I think that they're, you know, the West is usually, it's usually either only going to be Iowa, Wisconsin, maybe sometimes Purdue, and occasionally, very, very occasionally, or not occasionally, once in a blue moon. Let me get the term right. Once in a blue moon, it'd be Northwestern.
Yes. Once in a blue moon is correct. Yes.
But yeah,
yes.
No, I think it's Wisconsin. Wisconsin has they got a new quarterback coming in. Running game is still, they're forever going to be a staple of running game, you know, going back to the Melvin Gordon, going back to Jonathan Taylor, mm-hmm. you know, going back to those days. Yeah, different. So yeah, no, Wisconsin, I got Wisconsin, I got Michigan. I got Michigan coming out on top.
Okay.
Once again, the Michigan duo of Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards in the run game is second to none. That last season they were fifth in the nation. Mm-hmm. Last season they were fifth in the nation, first in the Big Ten. So, and I expect the same thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they have a great offensive line that they're behind, that they run behind. So, yeah, no, the Big Ten will once again go through Michigan.
Yeah, there's no debating that one.
Yeah, no. Another one. Let's go to Rutgers. Rutgers, I got Rutgers going. I was trying to be nice. I got them going 5-7. They're just going to miss out. I'm going bowling.
You know, I got them 6-6.
Okay.
I really gave them the benefit of the doubt. I think they're going to be a real tough team, you know, heading down the line, you know, just because they know the structure, you know, the power structure of the Big Ten right now.
Correct.
And especially before all these other teams start to come in. Year in 2024,
they basically have no choice but to go crazy.
Yes, they got to. Like, this is their last, essentially, it could be their last season to really show who they are and get their names out there before these other big name schools start to come in.
Right.
I don't have the information in front of me, unfortunately, about who's coming in 2024 because we're focused on 2023. But Rutgers, like I said, 6-6. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, okay. All right.
How you feel about, you said 5-7.
Yeah, 5-7. I got them winning the first three games, mm-hmm. Northwestern, Temple, and then I got them just skating by Virginia Tech, mm-hmm. because they're at home. That they go see Michigan.
That's a loss.
Yeah. Then that's the one that where coach comes back, so, and then they got Wagner on the 30th. I got them beating Wagner, you know, that's gonna be the usual. But then mm-hmm. after that they got Wisconsin. They gotta go to Wisconsin, who's ranked 19th right now in the mm-hmm. preseason AP poll, so not really too favored in on that one. Michigan State, that one is one that they could get. That's another one.
I believe
one.
That they could. I think that's why I had.
That's
like,
why you had
yeah,
them.
They, I think that might have been maybe one of the games that I had.
I understand that one. That
they could skip by and they could really like catch them by surprise, mm-hmm. Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State one. And then also that next week they will be playing Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also another one that I believe that they can get to. Yep. If they could get those two, then we're talking about going bowling.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
But then, other than that, it gets harder. You know, they got Ohio State coming in. Mm-hmm. And that they got to go to Iowa. Then they got to go to Penn State. And then they end off with Maryland.
Yeah.
Which is another one where it feels like Maryland is always that game where it's like, all right, you guys can get this one. Mm-hmm. But they
never
they
do.
Just never do.
Never do.
Mm-mm.
Never do.
Just come up short. And it always hurts. It always hurts. All right. Let's go to the ACC.
Okay.
I got Clemson going to the championship. I got them going 10-1, losing to, I think it's Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken. And then I have Florida State that's going to be 10-2. Florida State, I have them only losing to Clemson and losing to LSU the first game of the season. But
other than that, I got them at 10-2 as well. Yeah. Like, we be on the same type of time, bro. Nah, but yeah, I got them going 10-2 as well. Those games are gonna be tough. Those first couple games, yeah. Most definitely. Clemson 11-1 for me as well. They're just too good.
Yeah,
you know, too well balanced. Right. Clemson, you know, we expect them to, you know, at least be in the mix.
Correct.
At some point, in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. So everybody thinks, you know, mm-hmm. they haven't been to the college football playoffs in the last 2 years, so they, you know, the sky's falling. But mm-hmm. in reality, they're fine. They're fine. Also another team that I like to talk about in here is North Carolina. Like I was saying for weeks, Drake May is on
Drake
his team.
May.
They're ranked 21st in the AP polls right now. So this is another team that I believe that will make some noise. I think they'll go 9-3. Mm-hmm. The thing is for them, they always fall off at the wrong times. You know, when they see like a Florida State or a Clemson.
Once they see those big name teams, it's like they get a little shell shocked.
Yeah, it's a little shell shocking. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't think that they have the talent that matches a Florida State or a Clemson. You know, Clemson just has a depth. Florida State more so with the talent wise, mm-hmm. They have a little bit of depth, but not as much depth as Clemson.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I have them losing in the regular season, but I have them coming back and I have them winning the ACC championship.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. When it matters the most, trust me, that's when you'll see. That's when the killers really come out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Big 12.
Big 12 time.
I got Texas going 11-1. They're ranked number 11th in the preseason AP polls. And then the other two, I would say, is Kansas State at 10-2 and Oklahoma at 10-2.
Oh, wow. Oklahoma 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
I got Oklahoma sitting here at about 7-5.
Wow.
I think that they might skid just a little bit.
Mm.
I got Texas 10-2 just because they're a solid team defensively. Like, you know, they got a real good offensive line. They got five starters coming back, Cam. So, like, they should be okay. They got
Quinn Ewers coming back, and they got Arch Manning.
Yes, Arch Manning coming back. Arch, you know, I hear good things surrounding Arch a lot, mm-hmm. actually. And, you know, it's their final year in the Big 12.
Big 12, yeah.
So I think they're going to go out swinging.
Yeah.
But you can't sleep on teams like TCU. Even Texas Tech as well.
Yeah, Texas Tech is one that
I've going 9-3.
Yeah, I've been very interested in them because, you know, while doing the research and everything, that was a team that I did not expect to see come
mm-hmm.
up a lot.
Mm-hmm,
and that was one of those teams where it's like, you know, watch out. They could upset Texas when they see them. They could upset, you know, Oklahoma when they
mm-hmm.
see them. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, no, that's mm-hmm. that's a team right there I would say to watch out for as
I
well.
I think that's why I got them a little higher
yeah.
than Oklahoma or even TCU. Because, like, TCU, they're going to get their wins. But, you know, there's a lot of
if because what's it called? They don't got Max Duggan coming mm-hmm. back. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They don't have the same. They
yes.
don't. They basically don't have the same offense that they did from last year. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, no, I understand. I got them. I actually got them at 5-7.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I still.
You know, I tried to give them a little bit because they did get to the championship last year. So, but I just think that they're gonna fall off like kind of towards the tail end of the season. They're gonna rank in like 2-3 losses that are gonna be like you shouldn't have lost that.
Right.
So that's what I got right there.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. I mm-hmm. got them. I got them 5-7. But,
okay.
You know, we'll see. But for the Big 12 championship, I got Texas and Oklahoma. You know, it's their last year, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
I got them going head to head on it, and it'll be up from there.
Okay.
Let's go to the SEC.
Bet.
Let's go to the South, baby.
The South. All right.
So obviously, we know the SEC is run by both Georgia and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes LSU. And yeah, honestly, that's really what I got here. It's basically gonna be Alabama, LSU, Georgia, maybe Tennessee will be up in there, and maybe even South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the five teams that I really think can make some noise. Other than that, everybody else is mid to lower tier.
Mid lower tier.
Yeah.
I agree as well. I got doing my research, going through it. You know, there's a lot of question marks that I realize are surrounding just college football in general in terms of who's going to be whose quarterback.
Yeah.
A lot of questions around Alabama. A lot of questions around Carson Beck. He only had 35. We only got 35 starts. Like, I mean, 35 plays last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of actual, like, question marks that I think Georgia, they're going to end up, like, probably skidding on, like, two games. So I got them going 10-2.
10-2.
All right. I got LSU actually going 11-1.
Yeah, I got them 11-1. Mm-hmm. The only loss is to Bama. Yeah, I got Bama undefeated.
Yeah, you got Bama undefeated. I got Bama going 10-2 as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't see Bama losing to Texas. I don't see them losing to LSU because both of those games are at home. Other than that,
I don't know, man. That LSU game, LSU's tough.
I mean, LSU is tough.
Real, real tough.
LSU is tough. But I don't know. It's something about, in college sports, just something about that home field advantage carries.
In Tuscaloosa,
carries.
That's a different thing.
It was the same thing that happened to them last year at LSU. Mm-hmm. You know, that home field advantage just carries. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got Bama and I got Georgia in the SEC championship. And Bama has heard a lot of the talk, so I got them winning that one, too.
Okay.
Going to the Pac-12 because we got to wrap it up. I got USC going 11-1. I got Washington going 11-1. Utah got 10-2. A lot of people are really down on Colorado. Don't be surprised if they mess around and go like 8-4, 9-3.
I got 7-5 for Colorado.
Yeah. I think people have to put a little more respect on it just mm-hmm. because, you know, obviously most of their players are transfers and everything, but you guys still got to understand they have a lot of talent on that team, and mm-hmm. I don't think that they'll let their talent, you know, end up losing to Arizona State, Arizona, Cal, Stanford. Like, no, that's not happening.
No. USC, Washington, no Pac-12 champ.
Yeah.
Michael USC Penix Washington. Jr. versus Caleb Williams. That's must-see TV. Mm-hmm. That's must-see. Must-see.
And it wouldn't be far-fetched if Utah were to do it, too.
Yeah,
you know, with Cam Rising coming back. So
yes.
Yeah, no, that's... Yes. Look, college sports is back, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to be a ride.
Yes.
This is basically like the last time that we're going to be in our traditional current era,
mm-hmm.
because now next year with...
Everything,
you know,
is revamped.
Exactly. Pac-12 is basically dissolved, you know. USC, UCLA are going to... USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon.
Oregon are going all out, 10. Yep.
You know, Big 12 is Arizona State, Arizona, Colorado, you know, and then after that, the other four are trying to still figure out where their next home will be. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, no, and then Texas and Oklahoma moving out to the SEC. So, yeah, no, this is the last time where everything will be normal, where we will have conferences and divisions and stuff like that because, you know, it's all basically all going to be like... You know, diminishing. Yes. It's all going to be like brand new next season.
Like you
said.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, enjoy this season while you can. And as usual, you already know when the big news drops, we'll be the first one to tell you. We'll be the first ones on it.
Always and forever.
You're already.
Sir.
But thank you guys for listening and watching our podcast. If you have not seen our podcasts, they're now on YouTube at the Silver Boys. We got a Facebook, the Silver Boys, got an Instagram. The Silver Boys, I feel like, is there underscore afterwards?
Yes, there is an underscore, yes.
The Silver Boys, and then there's an underscore afterwards if you follow us on Instagram. Also, at the Silver Boys on Twitter as well. And pretty soon, we'll be doing TikToks and getting clips up there and stuff like that. But till then, I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
See you later.
Thank you.